32 teams in 32 days. Can you turn that up a little bit? Thank you. Who are we looking at today, Brady?
The Chicago Bears.
Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Bears went 3-13 a year ago and landed them the number 3 pick in the NFL draft. They moved up to number 2, and they elected to draft quarterback Mitchell Trubisky. Look, this team is at the bottom of the division. They're probably going to stay at the bottom of the division. They're not better than Green Bay. They're not better than Detroit. Minnesota, I'm not too high on, but I just don't think the Bears have enough weapons offensively.
I am worried about a couple of things. First of all, obviously, quarterback, though, I do like Mike Glennon. He's not as bad as you people think out there. Actually, he's a decent quarterback. I don't think Mitchell Trubisky is going to be the starting quarterback when the season starts for the Chicago Bears. So you can go ahead and put that on the back burner for now. Doesn't mean he's not going to play. As for the division, I think it's Green Bay's division. But that doesn't mean there can't be a surprise. I mean, I had Detroit second, Minnesota third, but that doesn't mean Chicago can't fight it out. You know, they have a pretty good defense. It's defensively, that's not a problem. It was offensive moving the ball. They've added pieces. We talked about Victor Cruz. I asked you about that an hour ago where he went. He's up in Chicago. He's going to back up Kevin White. I'm worried about the running game. That's a big
But Howard thing. Is good. That's their one main piece on offense is Jordan Howard.
Right. But again, I'm worried about the running back situation, though. That you said he's good, though, but is he healthy? Is he okay? I think they were looking at the backup. The rookie running back that they drafted was getting a lot of reps, so I don't know what the injury report is for Chicago. But if defensively they play the same, I'm not saying they're going to win the division, but I'm saying maybe they could make a run in second place. If Glendon has a decent year, I just don't trust Mitchell Trubisky. I'm not a fan of him.
I mean, they just
all.
Have the question about why you go out and give Glendon, what, it's a $45 million
yes,
deal,
yes.
And then you trade up and give up a lot of assets to go get Trubisky. It just seemed like an odd move. If you like Trubisky, then why sign Glendon? If you like Glennon, then why draft Trubisky?
And nowadays you play them. Example, Jeff Goff and
Jared Goff
and the guy from Philadelphia, Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
When you take a quarterback like that, you have to play them, especially when there are 1, 2, or 3 picks out there. I don't know why. I didn't see anything in North Carolina that said Mitchell Trubisky is a quarterback, starting quarterback in the NFL, yet alone a quarterback of number 2. But like I said, I like their defense. I like their receivers. I'm still worried about the running game if it's healthy. But if they put points up there, the division not as tough as it's been in years past. They may be able to make a run in second place if things work out for them, Brady.
You know, you look at a team that finished last and you say, okay, this is the last place schedule. The Bears' schedule is unbelievably hard.
Is it?
They're going to start home against Atlanta. There's a loss. They're going to go on the road at Tampa. There's a loss. Then Pittsburgh and at Green Bay. There's 2 losses. They could start 0-4 before they play Minnesota.
Right, I take it back. They're in last place.
I mean, look at this. This is unbelievable. For a team that finished last, this is their first 8 games. Atlanta, Tampa, Pittsburgh, Green Bay. That's 4. Then Minnesota, Baltimore, the Panthers, and the Saints. That's a hard schedule.
That's brutal. A lot harder than the Patriots, that's for sure. Did you know that they gave up just about the same amount of points as the Packers? And the Packers won that division?
Oh, so the Packers have Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, well, do you think that was the difference? I'm not so sure. Yeah, of course it was the offense. So, yeah, when you have a quarterback like that, though, like I said, don't watch out to see if the Bears are maybe not one of the surprise teams and try to make a run in second place, because Mike Glennon is a good quarterback. I know you're not.
No, I like Glennon. Yeah. The thing that really comes down to is it usually does everywhere, okay, is remember, I mean, it's the turnover battle. Those are going to be the things that separate teams, is the turnover battle. Are the Bears going to, I mean, they were minus 20 last year in the turnover department.
Now, you're never going to win there.
I mean, I know you're going to complain about Jay Cutler and say, well, that's all Cutler's fault, but minus 20.
Well, offensive line fault there, too.
Yeah.
I'm not going to blame all Cutler, but yes, offensive line problems. With
I mean,
team.
If you're minus 20, you can see some massive improvement if you're just minus 5. If you start being in the positive, well, you got a chance to be successful. Just with that schedule, I don't see any hope of a turnaround this
year. I know
they
had already offensive line problems, too. So I think Kyle Long's hurt. I didn't see one on the running back, so maybe I was wrong about that. I'll have to see Jordan Howard, but I thought there was injury because I saw that the rookie running back was the one that they drafted was going to get all the carries, or at least to get the carries now. I don't know, maybe because it's so early. So
I do like John Fox, though. I do like John Fox, so I hope it works out for him, but I don't see it.
I'm not a big fan of his.
Well, see, I like.
I'm not a big fan of his at all. Sorry, I'm completely on the other side of that. All right.
Why is that?
I just look when he has a team. You know, I don't think he's a great coach. I don't think he's a good time manager too. I've seen him screw that up. I've seen him screw up some real good teams that after he's left went ahead and won. I'm not a big fan of his, Brady. I don't. What makes you like him so much, though?
I like him in Carolina. I liked him in Denver. I mean, he's dealt with some tough hands in his career. I mean, he had the Didn't he have the Tebow thing?
Well, he dealt with it, but I mean, you know, Tebow was what 6-1 for them at one point.
And McDaniels was the coach.
Yeah, McDaniels
at that time
was the coach. Yeah. So look, I don't know if he had to deal with that, but it wouldn't be a bad thing. Tebow was actually good for them in that situation. But yeah, we'll see what happens. That's 32 teams in 32 days with the Chicago Bears. They were 3-13 last year. We'll see if they improve on that. Do we have a lot of Bear fans in Burlington, Vermont?
I don't know that we've ever heard from a Bears fan. If you are a Bears fan, get in on the text line because we'd like to know where you are and where you're from.
Now, we do have Jet fans, Giant fans.
Eagles.
Steelers.
Green
Bay Packer fans, no doubt about that. I've seen some Steeler fans, too, around.